Sudan is cracking down again on Christians, and it's sending a strong message. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll share how you can be praying for the Sudanese church. And today is a major anniversary for the Protestant Reformation. More on why it's important as you find your place in the story today on Mission Network News. Last week Sunday, a group of Christian leaders from the Sudanese Church of Christ were arrested for refusing to cancel worship services. While they were released later that night, the event highlights the disturbing trend of the Sudanese government trying to control Christian activity. Kamal Fahmy of Set My People Free says the current government favors a Muslim-only society.
They are very much anti-Christianity or non-Muslims. And the president, after the separation of the South, he said he wanted to make the North 100% Muslim. So anyway, the church is going through pressure after pressure.
Fahmy says they're calling on the United States to keep pressuring Sudan to allow freedom of thought, belief, and expression as outlined by the UN's Universal Declaration of Human Rights. But he's also calling on you to stand up for your Sudanese brothers and sisters through prayer, advocacy, and physical resources.
As Christians, it is nothing wrong to ask the authorities, because the authorities are put by God to bring justice. And when there is no justice, we have to speak against injustice. And we have to advocate for our brothers and sisters in Sudan.
You're listening to Mission Network News. This week is the last week of the 40 Days for Life campaign. It's a pro-life movement of prayer and fasting in front of abortion clinics all around the world. They're finishing strong this week, so it's not too late to get involved. Tom Lothamer with Life Matters Worldwide says 40 Days for Life has been going since 2007, and they've seen God do amazing things through their prayers and presence over the years.
Their best count before the fall campaign was over 13,300 lives have been spared from abortion, and 154 abortion workers have quit their jobs, along with, even interesting, 86 abortion facilities have closed.
Those praying outside the abortion clinic are also available to talk with the people going inside.
A number of times, one of the prayer warriors will have a chance to actually connect with a client going in, and they'll try to encourage them, saying there are other options. In fact, if you wish, we can take you over to the local pregnancy center and you can get, you know, an ultrasound and you can get counseling for yourself. And there's a number of times people take them up on that.
If you'd like to join a 40 Days for Life campaign, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, please pray for women and couples considering abortion that they'd feel Christ's comfort and strength in Him to choose life. And today marks 500 years since the Protestant Reformation. But other than the major impact it's had on the church, how is the Reformation still relevant today? Hans Kohnbrink of Biblica says, even after all these years, we cannot separate the Reformation from the importance of Bible translation and literacy.
Luther succeeded in giving God's word to the German people in a language that they can understand. And that is Biblica's mission today. Biblica exists to provide God's word in accurate, contemporary translations and formats so that more people around the world have the opportunity to engage with Jesus Christ.
And in a culture saturated with ideas about relative truth and experience-driven identity, the unchanging truths of the Bible and the gospel of Jesus are incredibly important. Kohnbrink says Luther recognized how deeply engaging with the Word of God transforms our hearts and how we view the world around us. It helps us understand our purpose and meaning.
My challenge to each one of you who are listening today is to take God's word, to immerse yourself in it, to let the story and the narrative flow over you.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.